Islamic beliefs. In our Islamic beliefs, we find our way. Guided by faith, we kneel and pray each day. Guided by faith, we kneel and pray each day.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Welcome dear viewers to another episode of our program Our Islamic Beliefs Inshallah we will continue hearing about important fundamental beliefs of Islam that every Muslim must know of, must possess. Before we begin, let's listen to an excellence of reciting Durood Sharif, Salat ala Nabi. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Inna awla an-nasi bi yawm al-qiyamati aktharuhum alayya salatan. Indeed, the most closest to me from the people on the Day of Judgment will be those who recited the most salat upon me. Subhanallah, this life is very short, mukhtasar. We should try and recite Salat ala Nabi as much as we can. Take time out of our daily lives, daily schedules. Yes, we have busy lives, but can't we take 5 minutes out, 10 minutes out, 15 minutes out? Look at the reward. Those who recite Salat ala Nabi the most in this dunya, they'll be the closest to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah ta'ala make us from amongst such people. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Viewers of Madin Channel, we were hearing in the previous episodes about the Dhat of Allah, Sifat of Allah, the Ahkam of Allah, the Asma of Allah. And we also heard in the previous episode about the Prophets and Messengers, alayhi wasalam, what Aqeedah we should have regarding them. So in detail, we discussed various Aqaid that we should possess regarding the Anbiya, alayhi wasalam. In this particular episode, we will discuss the finality of prophethood, khatmun nubuwa. Our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam is the last of the prophets and messengers. Approximately 124,000 Anbiya alayhi wa sallam were sent to the world. And the final one, the Nabi which has the honor of being the final last prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after whom no prophet will come, meaning with a new prophethood, that is our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So inshallah we'll hear about the importance of this aqeedah of khatmun nubuwa. Where is it proven from? From the Quran, various verses of the Quran. And what the ulama say in relation to this aqeedah. Remember first of all, that this aqeedah of khatmun nubuwa, finality of prophet, that our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the last and final prophet. This is such an important aqeedah in Islam that Anbiya alayhi wa sallam came and then finally our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came and closed the door of prophethood. This is such a powerful, emphasized aqeedah, important aqeedah in Islam that the ulama have said, just as the belief that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one, just as the belief that Allah Almighty is alone, He has no associates, He has no partners. Just as this is proven definitively, qat'an, this is a qat'i belief of Islam, and it's zaruri as well, it's very, very important. Of a similar nature is the belief in the finality of Prophet. Meaning just as that is qat'i and zaruri and important, this is also the same in terms of definitiveness, importance, and necessity. So when we look at it like that, then it's not an aqeedah that a person can compromise upon. You believe in Allah and you believe He is alone. Equally important, you must believe that the Prophet ﷺ is the final prophet. Any doubt, any shak, any sort of confusion that leads to someone believing that the Prophet ﷺ is not the final prophet means that that person is devoid of iman. That person does not have iman. And it is iman that guarantees Jannah for someone. So iman regarding the finality of prophethood has to be correct. Now what does Khatamun Nabiyyin mean? The meaning is clear. that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam is the last of the prophets sent by Allah, and no new Nabi is to come after him. This is the meaning explained by the Prophet alayhi salam. This is the meaning understood by the Sahaba ridwanullahi alayhim ajma'in, and this was conveyed to us as well. So the Prophet alayhi salam is khatamun nabiyyin. He is the greatest of all the messengers. And in terms of creation, he was created before the Anbiya alayhim salam, but in terms of bi'athat, in terms of being sent to the world, he was sent last. He was sent as the final prophet. Now this aqidah is proven from numerous verses of the Quran and countless ahadith of the beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as well. And there is ijma'u sahaba upon this aqidah, this consensus of the sahaba, that the Prophet alayhi salam is the final prophet, after whom there is no new prophet. First of all, let's begin with the most famous verse of the Quran in this regard, Surah Ahzab. Allah Ta'ala states, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, مَا كَانَ مُحَمَّدٌ أَبَى أَحَدٍ مِّن رِجَالِكُمْ وَلَكِنْ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ وَخَاتَمَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمًا. That Muhammad is not the father of any of your men. However, he is the messenger of Allah and the final prophet. He is the last of the prophets. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمًا. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows everything. Two things are mentioned in this verse. Number one, that the Prophet alayhi salam is not the father of any of your men. Now we know that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was blessed with offspring, but his sons passed away in infancy, when they were very young. They did not reach adulthood. So again, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not the real father, haqiqi father of any adult male, because the sons that he had, he was blessed with, Allah Ta'ala ordained for them to pass away whilst they were young. Sayyidina Ibrahim, Sayyidina Qasim radiyallahu anhu. Also being the spiritual father of the ummah, this is what the ulama have written, that spiritually he is our leader, our father, but not the haqiqi father, which is being negated in this verse of the Quran. And then Allah Ta'ala mentions another thing, وَلَكِرْ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ وَخَاتَمَ النَّبِيِّينَ. That, however, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is the messenger of Allah, and he is the final of all the prophets. He is the seal of all the prophets, the last of all the prophets. So this verse of the Quran is definitive, قَطْعِي, in terms of this aqidah, that the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is the last of the prophets, and no new prophet is to come. Now, I keep saying no new prophet will come. What that means is that we know Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam will arrive towards the end of times. Our beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the one who even told us that in the first place, that Isa alayhi salam will come towards the end of times and he will slay the Dajjal. But Sayyidina Isa ala nabina alayhi salatu wasalam will not come with a new prophethood. In fact, he's already a prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's raised towards the heavens. And when he arrives, it will be with the same nabuwa that he was granted before. But the amazing thing is that Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, when he comes, he will not lead according to his own sharia. He will actually guide people in accordance to the sharia of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which again shows that he has not come with a new prophethood, not come with a new sharia. It's the same sharia as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, and he will propagate that sharia as well, and he will live his life and ensure that people live their lives in accordance to it. So this is one of the signs of the judgment day. And this is one of the signs of judgment day, that Prophet Isa alayhi salam will arrive, and you've just heard how that will be. This does not affect the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam being the last of the prophets. And Prophet Isa alayhi salam arriving as a prophet, this is because in the previous episode we discussed how prophethood is not removed from a Nabi. Once prophethood is given, Risala is given, it's not taken back. This is an aqidah of Islam, that once somebody has been bestowed with Nubuwa and Allah chose the best of people for that maqam, for that rank, then Allah Ta'ala will never remove that Nubuwa from that Nabi. So approximately 124,000 Anbiya alayhi salam came to the world. None of them will have their nubuwa removed. Meaning Allah Ta'ala has made them a prophet, they will remain a prophet until Qiyamah and beyond. So Prophet Isa alayhi salam will arrive, this will not affect our beloved alayhi salam being Khatamun Nabiyyin. And we know about Isa alayhi salam that he will live for a period of time and eventually he will pass away and be buried in the Hujra Sharifa of Sayyidah Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha, in which right now we have our beloved Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam resting, Sayyidina Siddiq, Siddiq Akbar, and Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiyallahu anha also resting there. So Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam will be laid to rest there. And in fact, Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, when he comes, he will be an ummati of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, again showing that our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the leader of all the prophets and messengers, that they are his ummatis. So this was just one ayah. Let's listen to another ayah again, which tells us that this aqidah is very important and it proves this aqidah of khatmun nubuwa. Allah Ta'ala states in Al-Quran Al-Kareem, Al-yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati wa raditu lakum al-islam deena. Translation, today I have perfected your religion for you. Wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati, and I have completed my ni'mah upon you, and I am happy with Islam as a religion for you. This is the verse of the Quran. What does this verse say? That today I have perfected your religion for you. Now this proves that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the final prophet. Because if there was anything missing, anything yet to explain or mention, then the deen would be incomplete. But here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself is saying that I have completed your religion for you. Al-yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum. And when a deen is completed, there is no need or requirement for another person to come afterwards to explain, because all the explanation has been given. So for the deen to be kamil and akmal, perfect, this shows that just as it's not possible for any information to have been left out, it's not possible for another prophet to come afterwards as well. So the finality of prophethood, khatmun nubuwa, is proven through this verse of the Quran. And then another verse, Surah Baqarah, right at the beginning, Allah Ta'ala says, when describing the muttaqeen, الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ وَمِمَّا رَزَقَنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ, that they are those, the pious are those who believe in the unseen and they establish salah and they give from what we have granted them. They spend from what we have granted them. Straight after this, Allah Ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ وَمَا أُنزِلَ مِنْ قَبْلِكَ وَبِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ يُوقِنُونَ. And they are those, meaning the pious, are those who believe in what was revealed to you and what was revealed before you, and they have certainty in the Akhirah. So the muttaqeen are being described. They are those who believe in the unseen, they establish salat, and they give in charity from what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted them. And the next bit is very important, and this is relating to our aqidah of khatmun nubuwa. وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ وَمَا أُنزِلَ مِنْ قَبْلِكَ وَبِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ يُوقِنُونَ. And they believe in what was revealed to you and those before you. So a Muslim is he who believes in what was revealed to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Al-Quran Al-Kareem, the Wahi, revelation, and those scriptures, those books, those teachings that were revealed to the previous Anbiya alayhi wasalam. The word min qablik shows that believing in the Prophet alayhi wasalam as the final prophet, believing in what he came with and what was revealed to him, and believing in what was revealed to those prior to him, all the Anbiya alayhi wasalam, is sufficient. Otherwise the word min ba'dik would have been used. And believe in what was revealed to those who come after you. But this goes to show that there is no prophet to come after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. Nothing will be revealed after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nothing needs to be revealed after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. His deen is perfect. His deen is complete. And his is the final religion. And he is the final prophet. Another verse of the Quran. Allah Ta'ala says, قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ إِنِّي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ إِلَيْكُمْ جَمِيعًا. Say, O people, indeed I am a messenger towards all of you. I have been sent as a messenger towards all of you. This has been discussed before as well, that some prophets came for a particular area, particular city, particular time period, particular nation. And if this was the case with our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that he was sent only to the people of Arabia, then there would be a need for a prophet for the other continents, for the other places in the world. But look at the verse of the Quran. Allah Ta'ala is instructing the beloved sallallahu alaihi wasallam to say, "Oh people, I am a messenger to all of you." His nubuwa is all encompassing, and it's for all the generality of people, all of creation to come as well. And when his nubuwa is for everyone, there is no new prophet to come then, because his nubuwa encompasses everyone. There's no need to send any other prophet. Allah Ta'ala is explaining through these verses of the Quran that our beloved sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the final prophet. So these were just some ayat of the Quran. Otherwise, there are numerous other ayat as well which prove the Prophet alayhi salam being Khatamun Nabiyyin. Let's go to some ahadith and then conclude. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the final prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it states, "Inna an-nubuwwata war-risalata qad inqata'a," that indeed nubuwa and risala both have ceased, meaning they stop now. There'll be no new Nabi, no new prophet. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself explained the meanings of this in his ahadith. So for example, in one hadith, the Prophet alayhi wa said, "I have been given fadila, excellence over the other Anbiya alayhi wa sallam, due to six reasons." He says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "I have been granted jawami'ul kalim, comprehensive speech, concise in wordings, but meanings are vast. Subhanallah. Second thing, I have been helped with ru'ab, nusirtu bi ru'ab, that even though my enemies are at distance, they still are fearful, they're awestruck because of me. The third thing, war spoils have been made permissible for me. The fourth thing, the whole earth has been made a means of purification and a place to pray for me." Meaning the previous Anbiya alayhi salam, they could only pray, and the nations could only pray in specific locations, specific places. And they would pray there, they would offer their worship. But the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the blessing upon him and his ummah through his wasila, is that wherever you are, if time is running out, is insufficient, then you can perform tayammum. If you don't have water and you meet the rulings of tayammum, the conditions of tayammum, and gain taharat like that, purification like that, and you can pray in any pure place as well. The fifth thing, that I was sent as a Nabi to all of creation. Allahu Akbar. And this is relevant to our discussion. That the fifth reason why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was given fadila over the other Anbiya alayhi wa sallam is that he was sent as a prophet to all of creation. And the sixth thing, and this is completely in line with what we're discussing, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "I have been made the seal of all the prophets, the final prophet, the last of all prophets." And Khatamun Nabiyyin means the last prophet, the seal of all prophets. Some people take a wrong interpretation of this meaning, of this word rather. And this is why Amir Ahl Sunnah Dawud Barakat Mulaliya is instilling in the hearts and minds of the Muslims, and especially the young generation, kids even, that Khatamun Nabiyyin means the last prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And these instructions are given that whenever you read a hadith, you should say, "The final prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the last prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the seal of all prophets sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said." This is how this aqidah will become firmly embedded in the hearts and minds of our youngsters, our children, and all of the Muslims as well, inshallah. In one narration, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "I have been given so many names. I am Muhammad, I am Ahmad, I am Mahi." Mahi, the one who eradicates kufr, by means of whom kufr is eradicated, disbelief is removed. "I am Hashir," meaning people will gather at my feet on the Day of Judgment. "I am Aqib." Aqib is the one after whom there is no prophet, meaning there cannot be no prophet. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying that I am the final prophet. So in this episode, dear viewers, we heard about Khatmun Nubuwa, the Prophet alayhi salam being Khatamun Nabiyyin, the last of the prophets, the seal of the prophets, the final prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this aqidah is very, very important. As you heard, it is as important as the aqidah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one. Allah ta'ala is the only one worthy of worship. Allah ta'ala, his zat, is the creator of all. Just as the aqeedah regarding monotheism is utmost and important in the life of a Muslim, this aqeedah is equally as important. So we understand from that that we can never compromise on our aqeedah of the Prophet ﷺ being Khatamun Nabiyyin, the final prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No prophet will come after him, no new prophet will come after him. And we must save ourselves from those who try to confuse people, try to give people another understanding that is not in line with teachings of Islam, teachings of the Prophet ﷺ, ijma' al-sahaba, and the consensus of the ulama of Ahlus Sunnati wal Jama'ah as well. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us, our offspring, our children, all Muslims, this tawfiq to remain firmly upon the teachings of Islam in regard to Khatamun Nabiyyin. And may we die with this aqeedah, with this belief that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the final Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ameen. Bijahi Khatamun Nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam.
Our Islamic beliefs, in our Islamic beliefs we find our way. Guided by faith we kneel and pray each day. Guided by faith we kneel.